For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Despite earlier reports, the State Department is saying it has not drawn a final conclusion about who's responsible for Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi's brutal assassination. President Trump says it's premature to say the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the killing.
The killing of a journalist, a very, very bad situation. Khashoggi, and somebody who's respected, it should never have happened. And we'll be having a very full report over the next 2 days.
Trump was updated on the CIA's assessment while en route to California to tour wildfire damage. California Governor Jerry Brown was at the president's side in Paradise, California.
It's basically people that are right here, local people, state people, that are doing the work. Federal government provides some help and a lot of money and some expertise, and somehow we'll all pull through it together.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump tweets more criticism at the migrants who have arrived in Tijuana wanting to cross over into the U.S. Trump tweets, isn't it ironic that large caravans of people are marching to our border wanting USA asylum because they're fearful of being in their country, yet they're proudly waving their country's flag, Trump calling it all a big con.
We have millions of people online to get into our country legally, and those people have preference. They have to have preference. They've been waiting for a long time. They've done it legally.
Nearly 3,000 Central American migrants have reached the Mexican border with California, and hundreds more migrants are on their way. Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press he does not see Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker interfering with the Robert Mueller probe.
I think most Republicans on Capitol Hill and Democrats believe that Mr. Mueller should be allowed to do his job, and I have no indication he's going to be interfered with at all.
But Graham is part of a bipartisan group of senators pushing legislation to protect Mueller's job. The senators are concerned about Whitaker's past criticism of the Mueller probe. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
On Fox News Sunday, President Trump says he's easily answered written questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but is not interested in furthering his involvement.
Is that your final position, that there's going to be no sit-down interview and nothing written or in person on obstruction?
I would say probably. Probably. I mean, I can change my mind, but probably. I think we've wasted enough time on this witch hunt, and the answer is probably. We're finished.
The president has repeatedly denied any collusion with Moscow. The House Ethics Committee has ruled on a pair of investigations. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The ethics panel announcing that Democratic Representative Ruben Kiewin of Nevada violated House rules by making persistent and unwanted advances towards women who were required to interact with him because of their professional responsibilities. He's refused to resign, but says he will not be seeking re-election. Meanwhile, the committee is also sanctioning Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina, saying he failed to take decisive action to deal with complaints regarding a key aide. He must reimburse the U.S. Treasury for part of the salary of that chief of staff. Meadows is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain's besieged Prime Minister Theresa May warns that a leadership change wouldn't make Brexit negotiations easier, as opponents in her Conservative Party threaten to unseat her. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.